October 5th, Town of Moreau Budget Workshop.
I want to be fair to everybody who is coming in based on the schedule. So, with that, just give you a brief overview of the budget that I put together, the tentative budget. Actually, did we, are you already taking attendance? Did you open up?
What's that?
Taking attention? We got everybody recorded being here?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Just want to make sure. The budget for 2024 is currently funded with $9,703,133 in appropriations. The anticipated revenues will be approximately $6,886,273, which means that we're utilizing a total from the various funds, $374,509 of fund balance. The amount of that $9.7 million budget that'll be funded from taxes is $2,442,351. And the good news on that is this budget once again decreases the tax rate by over 6% from 2023 adopted budget. We're going to go from 0.906998 cents per thousand to 0.852070 per thousand. So if you want to be exact, it's actually a 6.06% reduction in the tax rate. Also good news, I did not use any fund balance from the general fund to balance the budget. When I took over as supervisor, we were hemorrhaging in the funds from the fund balance to balance the budget. We had gotten down to as low as $814,000. Now we're back, and that's been healthy, restored to several million dollars now. So that's a great story in and of itself. We continue to use sales tax to fully fund our highway department. As you are aware, town used to have a highway tax. That was eliminated, I can't remember, at least a decade or more ago, maybe longer. I know I was on the board. I voted for it. We continue to use sales tax to fund fire protection. If you look at our fund balance for water, you'll see that we're using, what was the total on that, Jeffrey? $193,294 for fund balance, and that's because we've got a one-time hit in there for repainting the water tower. We have actually budgeted for it for, you know, 5 or 6 years. For whatever reason, the department head didn't bring it to us to act on it. We never did act on it. So once again, I've got it in the budget, and that's why you see that we're having to use such a high number for fund balance. If we didn't have that one-time hit for painting of the water tower, we wouldn't be using any fund balance for consolidated water. And the last item I have is I just want everybody to know I plugged in the number for salaries with a 3% increase across the board. So that is pretty much the framework of the budget. And if you have any questions, we have time before Moreau Emergency Squad comes in at 5:15. Let the record reflect that Councilman Noonan has joined us.
Sorry about that.
No worries. Need more lights in Moreau?
More lights? It's all everyone's fault. Well, every escape route had an accident on it today. That's why I look at it.
Yeah. No worries. I can go over, I just gave a brief overview of the structure of the budget. I can go over that with you
offline if you want. Another time.
So we've got the Moreau Emergency Squad coming in at 5:15. So we have a little bit of time if anybody has any questions regarding the budget. I don't know. We've got 10 minutes. If nobody has any questions, you want to go to town clerk while she's here and nobody else is?
Sounds good.
So we can be... Okay, we'll do that.
Receiver of taxes.
Yes. All right, receiver of taxes, account 1330. As I indicated, for employees, we plugged in the 3% figure for increase in salaries or hourly rates. We have the BAS under contractual software maintenance program as kind of a fixed number that was submitted as $24.75. I plugged that number into the budget. Also, miscellaneous supplies, postage, mileage, and dues, that's a pretty consistent number. The request was for $45.77. I put that number in as well. So total appropriation request for A1330 is $29,480, and that's the number that I ended up plugging in there. The adopted budget for last year was $25,467. And we did have the increased costs and things that we don't have control over. Yes, ma'am?
I just wanted to mention that if we're going to collect school taxes next year, I think that the mileage going to and from NBT Bank on behalf of the school should be reimbursed by the school district the school district. It's a lot. It's a lot. Back and forth.
Well, I would suspect if the controller reviewed that, they would insist upon it. So we can look at that.
Yeah.
Do you know what
I think we should be reimbursed.
Do you know what the number is?
What's that?
Do you know what the number is, roughly?
I don't off the top of my head. I know it's a little over 3.5 miles each way. Actually, 3.5 miles to Glens Falls National, so it's a little bit further to NBT.
Okay.
And we just went through September. But it's a lot of going back and forth.
If you get that information, we can address that outside the budget.
Yeah, I just don't think the town should get hit with that whole expense.
Well, it's a different group of taxpayers. That's why I believe the comptroller would have a problem with
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
A1410.
Town clerk. 3% in there for salaries. Going down to contractual under general computer maintenance, same numbers in there as we adopted last year, $1,000. Again, the BAS program for town clerk maintenance, it's in there at the same figure as was adopted last year, $2,080. And the code book is a fixed number, same as last year, $697. And miscellaneous supplies, last year we had funded it at $3,200. The request was to go to $3,824, and that's the number I put in the budget. So the total for appropriation requests for 1410 account was $129,959, and that is the number that was funded at.
A6989.
Records management, A6989. Our records management officer is by resolution, it may be state law, the town clerk. And we have that figure in there for pay salary of a 3% increase to $1,179. And under contractual, we had a request for $600. It was the same as the adopted budget for last year, and I put that same figure in for 2024 tentative budget. So the total appropriation request for records management is $1,779. Any questions or comments there? All right. All right. So knock that out. Do you have anything else for us?
I don't.
While you've got the floor?
I don't. I just wanted to mention that with the whole mileage, because I noticed it's, you know, it adds up, you know, especially for school tax season.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
So. Let's see. Anybody here?
They're here. Would anyone care for a bottle of water before I...
I would actually like one, please.
If you're going off
that one. I'm all set, thank you.
I'll take one.
Okay. Oh, no, thank you.
Send them in, Jeff. So real quickly, Kyle, this budget reduces the tax rate. On top of the 4.25% of last year's reduction, it's 6.06% this year.
Thank you, Jeff. That's excellent. Good work.
Yeah, thanks.
It's not easy to do this time of this day and age.
Thank you.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, good. Can you sign in? Thank you so much.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, Steve, what's happening? Good.
Yeah, you.
I'm awesome.
Good to see you.
How are you?
Hey,
Kyle.
Good to see you, buddy.
We saved a seat for you.
Where?
Anywhere you want. There's one there. You can pull one right up here. If you sit here, though, you usually get less money, so you may want to sit down there.
This is the most money I've ever hit twice.
We can pull one.
Where you sit?
You can sit there.
Where?
Wherever you want. If you want to sit right
there. There's room right here, too.
I've been sitting all day. So.
How are you?
Hi, Brenda. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Everybody knows me, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, you need to go to the city of
Glens
Falls.
This is going to
be the next
one.
Until I move tomorrow.
This is A4540.
A4540.
I was going to have our Jeff Beecher here with me, but head out. I don't know. Yeah, meet
just
a sign.
45.
45. I know I can't
write I'll down. I'll do my best to answer the questions you got, bro.
You can't?
You got it.
Thanks. This is serious commitment right here.
Yeah, you're going to open that one, please.
Who's going to commit to
this
that?
Meeting went really long if we're opening that up.
All right. Oh, no, pretty good.
So, everybody ready? Mm-hmm. We're on account, General Fund A4540, which is ambulance. Before I go down through the account, I just want to give you a brief overview of the budget, tentative budget that we put together, I put together. The budget proposes to spend just over $9.7 million. Of that, we anticipate 6.89 in revenues. We're utilizing $374,500 in fund balance. So the amount that we're raising from taxes from our taxpayers is $2,442,351. The budget structure does reduce the tax rate by 6%. So we're going from basically 0.9 cents per thousand down to 0.852. And because we're keeping below the tax cap, the amount of increase in spending that we had, the extra money, if you will, is $58,730. So keeping that in mind, you know, there are a lot of folks that ask for some pretty serious increases, but I'm committed to not breaking the tax cap. And this budget does not break the tax cap, but allows us to increase spending by at least $58,730, I should say. So, going down through account 4540, we had an adopted budget last year of $255,060. This year's request was for $267,000. And what I put in there was a 3% increase, which is a figure of $262,712. But unlike previous years where we had earmarked $15,000 for the building, because you know, with the $2 million grant and other things going on, you know, it's imminent. I think in our conversations, you indicated you're going to have pretty significant mortgage payments when they when the building is in place.
It's probably about $12,000 a month, yeah. Roughly between 12 and 14.
So recognizing that and remembering that you were defunded by a previous administration to the tune of about $60,000 several years ago, I thought it was only fair to make the squad whole and providing assistance to the new building. And so that's why you have, instead of $15,000 in there, I plugged in the figure of $75,000, which is basically that $60,000 that was taken away from you.
So
that will take the total appropriation for account 4540 to $337,712. And last year's figure was $270,060.
Correct. As far as the expansion goes, the what my board of directors look for is for me to go to different financial institutes, and I picked five. I went to five. I haven't got no replies back, but Glens Falls National gave me a interest rate of high sixes to low sevens. So we went back to USDA, and USDA gave us a interest rate of 3.79. So my board of directors requested that we go with USDA, obviously. So I talked to Craig Siebel, who's our banker at Glens Falls National, and he said, as a taxpayer, he highly recommends that we go to USDA. And obviously, Craig's a big wig at Glens Falls National, so he highly recommends that we go to USDA, and it's where we're going. So I think, the emergency squad is very busy. I mean, if you haven't seen us out on the road, I would say you have blinders on, because we literally have 3 to 4 crews. We're always doing something. We're doing transports, 911 calls, and our staff is bolstered pretty good. Our volunteers are good. We got two of them that sit on my board, Billy Joe and Mike. Mike's my vice director. Billy Joe writes all my checks, or our checks.
We'll talk about these checks later.
Tell them no.
I do know,
but
I can say we're not spending.
Billy Joe, she likes to keep me in check. Why are you getting a stapler at WB Mason? She's very frugal like I am with money. I'll tell her, it's a cost of doing business. If I need something, I can't just run down to the store and grab it, so I'll just order it. But, for the most part, we watch her spending very frugally. More so me, but I am watching day to day.
Good. And just to be clear, that bump up in the funding for the building is the contract will have it dedicated for that purpose.
Right.
It won't be able to be used for like it has in the past. Right.
So does that stay in there? Are we going to have that money? Because I have a separate expansion account that I have, is solely dedicated to that. That I've used for like our architect fees, mm-hmm. Things like that, and like for the what is that from Taco, that cannot be used for like architect. fees, it's got to be brick and mortar. So, obviously,
can't use it for soft costs, basically.
Right.
Yeah, and professional services.
And I didn't know if that was going to be in the language.
So, that's something that we'll have to work out as a board. Okay. My intent in putting it in there is to have, and I need to talk with Carla, is that it would be dedicated to a reserve fund.
Okay.
That, and you know, we can, the board will talk about the parameters of the reserve fund, but it will be there in that one spot for that purpose and nothing else. Like, you couldn't do day-to-day operations.
Right, yeah, no.
Yeah.
So, no.
Yeah.
But that's what that other money's for.
Yes.
Not the 75, the other.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so your day-to-day operations would be, in this proposed budget, you'd be funded at 262,712.
Correct. That's correct.
Anything else?
No. I mean, anybody else have anything for the emergency squad?
Well, I just want to comment because I was, you know, with Andre for you guys fully staffing the efforts down at the state park, and you know, and that alone, when you have an emergency or a crisis like that,
correct.
Even though that it's not being used, it's on standby. That takes it out of the lineup. So you know, the fact that you know the squad is forward thinking and looking to make sure that you can meet the needs of the community when something like that happens.
Correct.
You know, we certainly want to do as a town whatever.
Yeah,
we
the
can.
Ambulance was there. We were backfilling it. I was in the station, so.
Yeah. So, but thank you for that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for all you and your team do.
Yeah.
I do know how busy you guys are, so you guys are rolling. So, thank you. Glad to see the extra money in there as well for the building. That's very happy to see that.
Yeah, it's going to be a big hit, you know, when you have to do that mortgage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any other questions for us?
I don't think so. I think we're pretty good with the town. Do we have any questions for the town? I don't know if we do.
How are Stop buying staples.
he doesn't buy them anymore.
right now, we just revised our... our timeline. We're working with Richard Jones, our architect. So he is going to start working on the pre-application again. And when I say again, you know, all he's basically got to do is just refresh all the numbers from when we first submitted it. So we just weren't ready to go at the time, unfortunately. But so he's just, you know, and Jeff Beecher, our accountant, will, you know, just have to do the financial feasibility report again, just update the numbers, projections. We got to do a 5-year projection, and there may be some, I don't want to say zoning, but I don't think there's no zoning issues because we've already been through them all. We are trying to get a right of way for the property next to us in Cerrone that comes out of the storage unit. Yeah. So we're just looking for an egress exit. Okay. Which we're working on.
So I spoke with Cerrone on that, and I spoke with your architect on that.
Okay.
Has there been any more movement in that?
Oh, yeah. I think they're...
it seemed amicable to working out something that benefits everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Good. So they're definitely communicating more than they were, which is all right, you know. I guess everybody's busy during the summer, so so they have we started to move on.
Yeah, their greatest concern was they didn't want to take, if they were going to allow egress through that area, they didn't want the liability for snow removal and things like that in case something happened, you guys couldn't get out.
Right.
They didn't want to, so.
And I just wanted to make sure it was all right with the town because snow plowing is in our contract, and you know, I just, you know, make sure the town is just going to make that one swipe. I'm assuming that's what they want, is one swipe from the egress down.
I think so.
To Route 9.
Okay.
But the town DPW, and they take care of us like champs, you know. And if you know, I think I've had to call them maybe twice. And, you know, that was pretty heavy storm, so.
Did you guys get your fuel situation straightened out?
Oh, yeah, we got our Rex cars. I think Andre's getting ready to. I think he's waiting for Billy Joe to figure out where we're going to put our receipts. We're getting ready to pull our DPW keys and give them back to him.
Well, I don't think they work now anyway.
Oh, they don't?
We've had problems down there. So if they worked, I don't think any fuel would come out. We had the fire suppression system dump. Like everybody was walking in to punch in, and it just dumped.
So we, Chris Abrams, he was a big help with the WEX card. So
that's what he was at the county.
It'll give you a lot more visibility to long term reporting capabilities.
Yeah, I think that's going to be good.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right. Anybody got anything else?
Thank your entire team.
Thank you. Yeah,
yeah.
Thanks
much. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Have a good night.
Thank you. See ya. All right. We have 5:30. We've got fire company. If anybody wants to take a break for 3 minutes before we get started, or we can invite them in. Whatever you want to do.
Whatever you want. I'm ready.
Fire protection.
It's
basically the third to last for you.
That's not.
Jeffrey, what did you say?
Third to last yellow.
SF, it's the third to last yellow sheet.
SF 34 10.4.
Okay. Are you rolling right now? You can shut it off when we have a break.
Right here.
Son.
All right, we are live. Welcome to the budget workshop for the Fire Protection District. As I have done customarily, I always give a brief overview of the tentative budget, and then we'll go into the fire company's budget. This year, the amount proposed to be raised from appropriations for the town budget is $9,703,133. We anticipate revenues to offset those appropriations to be around $6,886,273. And what that requires us to do is raise $2,442,351 in taxes, and then to also supplement that to get to the total appropriations figure, we're utilizing $374,509 in fund balance. Putting the budget together, as I have done in all the budgets I put together, we do not break the tax cap, but we do bump up against it, which allows us to have an additional $58,730 in spending without breaking the tax cap. The general fund, we utilize $0 in fund balance from the general fund. When I took over, the general fund was hemorrhaging. We were down to several hundred thousand dollars. We restored it back into the black with several million dollars now, so that is good there. I've been doing budgets, we've increased funding for the fire company $124,674 without any tax, fire tax. That's almost that's over a 24% increase from during that period of time. But the most important figure is we've directly saved taxpayers $3.39 million. That did not have to come out of their pocket because we used sales tax instead of a fire protection tax. Just as an aside, the salaries, there's a 3% automatic COLA for salaries and hourly rates. And we were able to decrease the tax rate again this year from 4.25% last year to 6.06%. So we're going from about 0.90 cents per thousand down to 0.852 cents per thousand. So one of the reasons why Town of Moreau has one of the lowest tax liabilities in all the towns in upstate New York. So with that, we'll go down through SF3410.4, which is the Fire Protection District. The adopted budget for 2023 was $568,712. The fire company requested $899,405, and the tentative budget has $635,774, and I think that's 3%. Was that right? Increase in the contractual price. But what I also did is you have $50,000 that has typically been required by contract to be earmarked for a new vehicle, and in this year's budget, I doubled it to $100,000. I know that you're looking for over $1 million for a new truck. Two new trucks?
$2.2 million.
Right. That's where we are with the budget, for the proposed tentative budget.
Bruce has some paperwork he's going to hand out to everybody in case they don't all have it. We've come to terms where we're going to be short on $300,000 for next year. We'd like you guys to decide where we're going to cut.
Thank you.
We're going to be $300,000 short. Somebody's going to have to start making out what you want us to cut. Mm-hmm. It might be an updated one. Bruce just figured he'd do an updated one so everybody had it. We weren't sure who would have it or if they'd have it with them or if it was in there.
Well, we don't run the fire department, guys. I'm not going to tell you where to cut. Let me finish my thought to your request. I'll let supervisor others speak. I'd be happy to have meaningful conversations to try to help you figure it out, but I'm not going to tell you where to cut. I don't know your business.
I've been preaching this for 12 years, Alan.
And we're working hard to get you guys more money. And
I appreciate the most money this year.
And we had almost $800,000 we were going to allocate toward you guys, and that land deal went through. So we're looking for creative ways, but I just wanted to go on record. I know what you said, and you said you want us to tell you where to cut. I'm not going to tell you where to cut. So we'll make sure we're clear before we get into dialogue.
What do you do when the highway department comes with a request with stuff that needs to be taken care of?
I mean, I see here that it looks like the one request of your $300,000 that we're off is just basically in the truck payment.
And I have to purchase that truck this year. I'm obligated by NFPA. I don't have a choice in the matter. The ladder truck has to be replaced. It's 20 years old now. Mm-hmm. It's out of compliance.
Is it?
Yes. We are in NFPA state. Mm-hmm. We have to follow NFPA guidelines. Just like we do with gears every 7 years, air packs every 10 years. Mm-hmm. There's stuff you have to follow. Mm-hmm. If you don't follow it and something goes wrong, you're going to have to explain yourself in court. Mm-hmm. Price increases and inflation and everything's been about 8-10% over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. In the fire service, we're seeing anywhere from 35-65% increases.
Amen.
I could have bought this ladder truck 5 years ago for $1.1 million. So I'm going to be 2.2 to 2.3.
For the current one.
And I'm going to have to finance well over $1 million that I can't get interest-free bonds on because I'm not a fire district. So I can't bond it. So at interest rates right now, if I have to get those loans right now, the best interest rates I'm coming at back right now are like 4%.
Four.
And that's right now. I mean, as you know, with the economy right now, things could change in 6 months for the good. They could change for the worse, you know. I think just on our side of the table, we're tired of fighting for this. We're volunteers. We don't make any money to do this. I don't want to be here in meetings. You know, we're running 600 alarms a year. We're the second largest fire protection district in New York State. and we're the 13th on the list for funding in Saratoga County against towns that have the same tax revenue. We're fifth in the county for generation, and for fire protection service, we're 13th. And that's all in there.
Mason. I had some of these here, I didn't have all of it.
It's frustrating.
I don't question that, just so we're clear. I know it's frustrating.
You know what's frustrating for us as well? I work very hard to do whatever I can to get grants, funding, zero interest loan, put deals together that benefit the taxpayers, our community, our first responders. You know what's really frustrating for me? When I have someone willing to purchase land in our industrial park.
I don't want to listen to you. If you hear you, you're going to start yelling at me.
I won't continue on you. But don't ask me for money when I'm doing what I can to get you everything that we can afford to give you, and you're working against me.
Hey, just a minute. One or two individuals, you're stating the opinion of one or two individuals that happen to
member of the petition.
But you're not talking about the total membership.
No, I'm talking about some of your membership and their families.
They have a right to their opinion.
They do.
But don't.
And
they,
the fire company sees
but what's got nothing to do with us? You don't see the fire company taking a position that happens to agree with them. Statements from the fire company that suggest what you're.
I'm just saying that if you see if there's an opportunity to have revenues come in that could be dispersed and you could benefit from it, other departments in town could benefit from it, and you know you're asking the town for additional funding, yet you have members that don't want to support what we're trying to do. You can't have it both ways.
What does that have to do with funding this fire department?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
You know, we got somebody, I'm going to tell you what, when I dial 911 and these guys call up, we take it for granted. We take it for granted the work that these people do. We should give them the money and the equipment they need to do the job. Squeeze somewhere else. Don't squeeze the fire department.
For the record, I don't
worry. Don't call them when your house is burning down.
Those comments are almost ignorant. JD, where do you want us to find
the
money?
Which comment is ignorant?
The comment to tell us to not call the fire department or house.
No. Here's what's ignorant. It's when you bring politics into a budget workshop. That's what's ignorant.
So where?
You don't think there's something wrong with that?
Where do you want to find the money? You're part of this team. Show us where you want to find the money.
I'm not the budget officer. The budget officer can...
I present the budget. You are a member of the board to make recommendations. What's your recommendation, Councilman?
We've done this multiple years. We all fight for all we can. So just where do you want us to find the money? And how long have you had the budget that the supervisor gave you as a proposed budget?
How long have you known this number?
Yeah, this number.
What day did you release it on your website?
Jeffrey provided it to you and emailed it.
Well, Jeffrey emailed it to me this afternoon, before we got here. Okay. But I've known what it was since whatever day it was you released it on the internet.
So you knew since that day you were going to come in here and ask us to tell you where to cut?
Actually, before then, because we didn't anticipate you guys coming anywhere near our...
So you had that strategy all along. Probably would have been helpful to tell us that you were going to tell us that we were going to tell you where to cut. Let's say we move to some meaningful conversation.
I don't like to get caught up in a word game here, but I'd rather deal with the facts. And the fact is, the funding in the town of Monroe for fire protection is half of what our peer companies are. Just go look at page 6. Page 6. Please look at it. If you haven't, you should have seen it already. The fourth time we've been here with it. So it's in March.
You handed it out before. We sat in meetings with it.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's no mystery. There's no mystery in that number. I mean, other towns find a way to properly or adequately fund their fire service. Why is it? How can it possibly be justified that the town of Monroe funds their fire service at probably less than 50 cents on a dollar compared to our peers? Does that mean that those other towns are wasting their money?
No, it means they don't have a tax.
Means they don't have what?
They don't have a town tax. So what? So what?
Well, you don't think the taxpayers in Malta care about what they pay for taxes?
Oh, they care. Sure. Well, sure.
And they must be happy with it. They haven't changed the supervisor in Santa Malta while they are the town board.
Well, they changed them a couple of years ago.
Well, yeah. I guess I look at things maybe differently from a viewpoint of what I call responsibility. And if I were ran for office as the town of Monroe and town board, I quite frankly would have known these numbers probably from the second day I took office and saying, whoa, wait a minute, something's not right here. Well, how can you possibly say that it's justified to look at these numbers and say, oh, we're great, we're only going to fund those guys half 50 cents and a dollar and they're going to like it and be gone.
See, I respect what you're saying, Bruce, but, you know, you're looking at it from one, I'm going to call it a department, one standpoint.
The largest department, I might say, in the town.
Okay. So, but you have to look at, we have to look at it globally. We can't look at one department and say, hey, the highway, we're giving them whatever they want this year. We can't do that. That's fiscally irresponsible, number one. Number two, we can't afford to do it. Everybody around this table, every single person that's elected, would love to give you what you're asking for. But where do we get it from? Where do we get it from?
Where do the other towns find their money from?
I don't budget their town money. I know where we are with town of Monroe.
Well, I would tell you from my experience anyway, if you funded the money that we think we should be entitled to, and that's $300,000 or $400,000 less than our peers, that might impact my tax bill for fire protection by $35. Am I worried about that? Of course not. Am my neighbor worried about it? Of course not. So I would not be motivated by my concern about a few dollars in tax money if it was justified for a benefit to the total town in a probably the most important function of anything that the town does.
Yeah, but you have to understand, we're not using tax dollars to fund, we're not raising taxes to fund the company. We're funding it with sales tax.
And we didn't agree with it when that happened.
Well, it was a clever way to hide the fact and make the tax go away. You know, manipulation numbers.
Okay, do you know the background on that? Do you know why the tax went away? By the way, the board voted for it to go away.
Well, I know. I read the board minutes for 15 years.
So why did we make the tax go away?
I suspicion you did it because you didn't want the people like myself coming to a board meeting and saying, well, you're only 41 cents and these other guys are $2 for, is that true?
Nothing could be further from the truth. Does anybody else know why town board voted to eliminate fire protection tax?
Lower the taxes?
No, because the same amount of money that you would have gotten through the tax
went someplace else.
No. So do you want to hear the truth? I'll give you the truth right now. Fire protection tax was eliminated because our general fund was down to millions of dollars. And I couldn't legally, when we had extra sales tax, I couldn't put it into that fund if I had a highway tax or a fire protection tax, any other tax. I could only have a general fund tax.
Okay.
So I described it to the board at the time, and they thought to get us back on good financial standing, that we're going to take the same
take
amount
the money
of
all the fire shops.
No. We're looking
at the town holistically. Huh?
You're putting words in my mouth. So you got to remember, and that's another thing. You think that you're entitled to more funding as a result of increase in assessed value?
No, not at all.
Well, other members of your company have felt that way in years past. Okay. They thought they were being shorted. What we did, when we did have a fire protection tax, that number was manipulated to the number that the board agreed to with the fire company. That, what was it, 2 years ago?
You asked for a 2% increase. We gave you a 2% increase. We gave you what you asked for, and then you come in here.
That's a previous board,
Well, so I had previous boards too. Yeah. So it's disingenuous. For 2 years ago, we're giving you what you asked for, and then to come and say, we need an extra $300,000. I'll give it to you. Tell me where to get it. Tell me where to get it without increasing tax.
It can't.
For you guys that are new to the board, too, I presented $1 million budget to this board when he wasn't supervisor, when Gardner was. I've been preaching it that long.
I'm not going to say you guys. You've always fought for your membership.
So now we have built up our general fund back to where it should be. This is something, a piece of equipment that needs to be purchased to be at the requirements that is going to potentially put the town at liability. And before I wanted to find this to actually have all the facts, what would keep us from pulling money from the general fund to purchase the equipment, since you have done such a good job of bringing it up? That's what the general fund could be used for. I would be in support of that to show the work that you've done over the years to get it back up to an operating level that if we did need to take a $300,000 hit to do this, what I'm being told is it's something that we need to do, and I'm taking you on your word, that it's a requirement, it's going to affect insurance, it could put us at liability, it's a 20-year-old truck. So to reward and to put back the taxpayers, because the budget, I really like it, the numbers you provided, what keeps us from looking into taking money from the general fund?
Previous administrations cleaned out the general fund, so how much you can do whatever you want.
But I'm not looking to clean that. What do we got in it right now? 3-point-something you just said?
I don't know what the exact number is.
Jeffrey,
in the millions.
Do you know off the top of your head?
It's in the budget documents.
Right. And you have to remember, one of those millions is ARPA funds that we have earmarked for other purposes.
So what is, Jeffrey, if you could...
The very last page before the general tab. Fund balance.
Okay. So without the money that's earmarked right now, Jeff, if you could help me, what is our actual money that we have available to us in the general fund that's not earmarked? Like the actual real dollars.
Oh, it's okay.
Well,
because we know we have $1 million earmarked out of that, right?
Yeah. So just that? So you know, it's not. That's we have encumbered funds, I believe, that may be utilized from that if we do budget amendments throughout the rest of the year. So it won't be an exact number, but we have an estimate.
I think that's what estimates.
Yeah.
Are we talking Correct. But are we talking that we have $2 million in there? Are we talking that we have $900,000 in there? What is our realistic number? I know exactly what administration you're talking about. I watched it. I was in front of that board when it kept going down and down for other projects. I was not an elected official. I'm not a fan of spending all the money, but it's there for these big projects. It's there for this. They're right. Our fire department runs nonstop. We all support the fire department. There's nowhere sitting here. All five of us here 100% support the fire department. I think that we provide a service way above and beyond because we're one of three that provide a dive team. I said this last year. How many calls do we go out to other districts and we provide it and we provide the dive team and above and beyond in the boats? And that's a cost that we take on as a town to provide a county or a multi-county support. I think that we should really take a hard look at the numbers. I'm not saying a number right now to you guys. I'm just saying it's something that I would be willing to look at and have further discussion if we should pull this out of the general fund and get that ladder truck. It is 20 years old. I would be in support of that. I don't want to raise the taxes. I looking through this, I think you've put together a great budget. And having looked at what you've taken over in there, you've put us in the spot where we do have the money to buy this, and I think we should do it. That's my opinion. So there, for record, I support it. I don't have the answers. I don't know everything we can. I need to work with Jeffrey. I need to work with the supervisor's office and obviously the rest of our board members to look into it.
But is the answer $300,000 or is it $2 million?
You literally just took it off my mind. Well, what is the real number that we're going to need?
Realistically, I need to be the debt $900,000 or $1 million a year from here on out.
Okay.
His trucks don't... I got to keep planning. I got a 5, 10, 15, 20-year plan. The ladder trucks this year, I've got a dive truck that's a 94 if it costs me $10,000 to fix it, it ain't going to get fixed because it ain't worth 10 grand. I've got my two newest trucks are 5 years old now, so I'm 15 years out on them. My other engine rescue that's in our village station, that's going to be 2029 replacement. That's going to be $1.5 million by then. So I'm always planning ahead and ahead and ahead. Air pad replacement is a yearly thing. That's $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $100,000. Mm-hmm. Year is 7 years. You're now at the point now where it used to be about $2,000 replaces at a turnout gear. This year it's costing us $5,000. It's only going to go up from there. So this is the way the fire service works. Mm-hmm. If it's 8-10% in the real world, it's 30-40-50% in the fire world.
I want to make it clear, because I don't think we can do that legally, because the village has their own fire company. Mm-hmm. I think it has to come from the town outside fund, which is hemorrhaging. Isn't it still hemorrhaging? Do we even have $1 million in it at this time? Because our building department is under that, right? I don't think we can take it from the general fund.
Can the general fund money be put into the town outside fund?
No.
That's why I needed to work with you guys.
But I have to verify that. But I'm pretty sure that because it's a separate taxpayer base, that the town can't legally take general fund monies with a town tax and put it into a different group of taxpayers.
These are a lot of the reasons why we've been fighting to become a fire district for 21 years. Mm-hmm. Like 90%, 95% of the fire companies around us, because it eliminates all this.
Mm-hmm. But if you could use general fund money, oh, the irony. It was because that we eliminated the fire protection tax that we were able to take that excess sales tax and put it in the general fund, which you're proposing to use.
See? I get it, but it's one of those things that... That's where the money is right now. Is we have, and I'll give you this, you're one of the best problem solvers that I've met. We have a problem. They aren't going to have enough money to buy it. I would have appreciated if you came in with a little bit more. Let's work with us on it, not just you figure it out. But let's get through
that. I'm aggravated.
And I get it. But you know what? You come in like that, and it gets everybody on edge. And we didn't mean that. But I think moving forward, you're right. You do have a problem. We need to work to come in. I'm trying to think outside the solution to get to that. I guess we got to find out some legalities if we can do that and bring it up for discussion. Yes, we eliminated it to put it in there to spend it, but it's money that needs to be spent, in my opinion.
Well, we just have to spend it legally. That's my point.
Yep, so I guess that's your answer at this point. There's a few things that we need, and I'm just me speaking, a few things that I need to know if we could, as I just said, that we need to work with the supervisor and Jeffrey, and then it would be ultimately a board decision. But I'd be interested in looking at it to have further discussion to get that. This is our first meeting to have it.
How many dollars last year, you run last year, how many dollars and revenue did the town take in above their budget, their actual expenses? How many dollars above actual expenses did the town take in?
How much did you end up with at the end of the year last year?
I have to pull that number.
$865,000.
That's the actual number.
And I don't know how many dollars you have in reserves. I know you got. I'd have to go look to find the number, but you had a pretty good healthy interest revenue last year, which suggests to me, I don't know what you get for interest, but off the top, if I can go look and find the number, but off the top of my head, I think it was something like $28,000 or $30,000 in interest income. And interest income is, I don't know what you get for interest either. I'm going to guess 2-3%, so I'm going to guess there's another $1 million around there floating someplace at least, or more.
So just keep in mind that, so you're that talking, was the point that the supervisor was making earlier, Bruce. When he took over, we were under $1 million for the whole town. So we had to put the town.
I'm not unsympathetic. What you have, what your problems you've had in the past, I'm trying to deal with the issues we got going today.
All of us are.
Yeah, all of us are.
And we have certain things that are aging. When you watch these, let's say, contractors connecting this stuff, we could potentially have a major expense at any time. I'm not looking to put us in a spot. I'm looking to say that. Well, I guess my other concern is, if this is going to be $300,000 every year, well, we can't raise you 40% every year. This would, like...
It wouldn't be 300% every year. If you got me to the $900,000, it wouldn't be $300,000
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm saying. It's there, so...
Take the hit. The taxpayers won't mind. Mm-hmm. get it done, and then you're then we're at a point where we can go 2-4% for the next 15 years.
Well, I guess
your projections out through 2034 still hold true. Those are still accurate.
I'm sorry, there was a
your life cycle replenishment plan that you put in place.
I think, you know, those numbers are not cast in stone, but they're pretty accurate. I think
for budgeting purposes,
it's the basis of conversation.
Those numbers drop in on, you know, like for 461, the number you were looking at, Mark, 461 this year.
They come down, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That came from what they projected on page 5, yeah. Or page 4. So I think what I'm hearing, Bruce, is that in future years, it would be the normal budget we see plus that associated line. So it's still pretty close. It's 461 goes to 313. I guess the only point I wanted to make so that you understand we're in the same boat you're in, we have no money set aside. We have no money set aside to help us or protect the town residents townwide if we had some of this old aging pipe go, as an example, aging pipe in the ground go bad. So we had to put life cycle replenishment plans in place, i.e. build the general fund to protect us for unknown expenses that we're going to have. So if we pull from there, this money you think is a big number of money, I don't know how much is there, we're just taking it for what we're trying to build up to protect ourselves, i.e. the town. So we're in the same boat as the only point I'm making, and I hope that's not lost. Those decisions aren't easy, because it's going to come from some other place that is a group. We felt it was best to protect the overall town.
You could take a big hit in the fire service, quite frankly, on a mutual aid call. I'm sure you realize that if when you have a mutual aid call, we call a ladder truck from Wilton, and they send their ladder up, and it gets burned down by a building that collapses on it. Who pays for that?
We do.
The town pays for it.
Mm-hmm. Not the fire company either.
It's a general municipal law. Go look it up. It's so there's a lot of liabilities out there, including the fire service. I mean, and I'm not unsympathetic that things can happen and unanticipated. And it can cost us a lot of money sometimes, just like life.
How do we move the discussion forward?
Well, you got to find out what your options are. You just have a conversation with the controller's office. I think I know the answer, but I'm not going to voice that until I get definitive information, because I'm pretty sure that if we could have done that, that would have been a long time ago. But you know, we'll wait and see what the answer is.
So there's no grants or anything available that you guys have written in for to try and...
Oh yeah, we've got a grant for gear washers. We've got a grant with the federal government right now to replace our hydraulic tools. For that one is, I think, $176,000 for rescue tools. But we're only in the second phase on that one. Okay. But grants for fire trucks?
They don't exist.
Because they're going to look at the town numbers.
And they have to be new trucks? There can't be a refurbished truck that brings you to a code or a specification that you...
Nope.
Minimum requirement?
Either? Nope. Welcome to being in New York, an NFPA state.
Okay.
If you're in Pennsylvania, West Virginia...
And I'm only asking because I don't know the rule, right?
Midwest, they're not NFPA states. New York's an NFPA state. We got to follow a ton of rules.
Did you guys ever end up going through that audit?
The state still hasn't gotten back to me. I've sent like 3 emails. I got 1 email back, I want to say back in like May or June. Mm-hmm. And they were like, we're not doing them right now. They're held off for blah, blah, blah reasons. We'll be back in touch with you. I didn't hear from anybody. I think in mid-August, they sent them another email. It was about the time me and Todd and Alan met last time. Sent them another email. I think they're short-handed for doing them right now.
I'm sure
that's what the problem is. And all I wanted them to come in was to do a cost analysis report for me of where we're at, where our funding is, what's our shortfall, are we doing our books correct, you know what I mean? I mean, even though it goes, we have an independent auditor that does our books every year, which you guys get a copy of when we get it, so I'm pretty confident that we're doing that part right, but... you know, any help you can get to make sure that you're doing things the correct way, I'm a believer in, you know.
Well, yeah, I guess we got to wait on a few answers to see if it can be addressed. If we can't legally get it addressed, I don't know where it is. There's not that much wiggle room in the budget as is right now. So I hear your concerns. I guess we'll wait to see those answers at that and cross that bridge after that.
So I don't know if it's a fair question to ask, but when you were you had a fire protection tax, the rate was 0.176171. Would you know if you were one now what that rate you would look for? I mean, I know that'd probably be a rate that we would.
Oh, but if you went like to a fire protection fire district,
I'm just curious. I have no intention of going down that road necessarily.
If it was a fire district, it would start off between the town and the village at $1.3 million a year budget combined between town and village. Okay. That would be a fire protection tax because there's five commissioners that do that. And it all goes to them, and they got to follow 2%. But the initial would be like 1.3 something, which would equal things out because the village doesn't give us nowhere near what you guys do.
What does the village give you?
This year, in cash, 75.
Yeah.
Plus they own a truck. Yeah. Plus they own the station. And they pay for power and everything at the station. In all actuality, it works out to be... And they put money away for that replacement of that truck every year. It works out to be, altogether, I want to say, 117 and change.
So they pay for the repairs and all that?
They pay for the repairs on that truck and everything. It's theirs. They own it.
So you just drive it?
They insure it, everything.
We own all the equipment on it.
They just own the truck. They don't own any of the hose or the air packs or equipment or anything.
So you have to stock the truck for better.
We equip it.
Equip it. There you go.
They're about to choke in the next month or so.
Yep.
Because I think we just spent something like $12,000 or $13,000 in repair on the old truck.
Which happens,
it's a great example
too.
Of what happens.
How about we pay the repair and they buy the big truck?
It's a great example of what happens though when you keep trucks for 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't keep a car for 20 years. You can, I mean, but you can't.
Why won't they?
If I had my way, I'd say we ought to be budgeting to replace our fire apparatus every 15 years.
Yeah, why don't they let you lease fire trucks? You lease everything else.
We're not a big enough company to do lease.
Really?
It wouldn't be beneficial to call it. Wait until you find out with the DPW. You'll find out what leasing's all about with big trucks.
We've moved forward with leasing.
It's going to hurt you 15 years from now. Remember that. It's in the minutes.
I don't think so because what we have, I mean, we had equipment like the problems you have with the trucks we have done and they weren't replaced. So now we've got, you know, viable new equipment down there with a plan for replacement down the road. And we're able to do that through leasing. Instead of buying that truck, we can lease five pieces of equipment with that, what we would have paid to buy that year. Because, you know, and I don't know why, I'll tell you what, that seems to me like that'd be the way to go with fire equipment that goes out of date after 15, 20 years. But
bigger city departments do it like the city of Schenectady does.
Mm-hmm.
When you add all the numbers up, you actually spend more money on leasing than you do on buying by about 12%.
Yeah, see, we'll be able to buy our vehicles out for a dollar when we're done.
Somebody gave you a hell of a deal because it don't work that way with fire trucks.
You're pretty
much, with fire truck leases, you're pretty much renting them.
Yeah.
You're renting them at, like, Schenectady's ladder truck, I think they pay $90,000 a year on a five-year lease.
What is a 2004 going to go for if it went up to for sale?
Not much. That ladder?
Yeah.
I'll be lucky if I get $50,000 for it. It's an American LaFrance who's not in business anymore, and it's got an LTI tower on it, the tower section, and LTI has been sold twice in the last 10 years. Nobody will work on it.
Really?
Because of it.
All right. Well,
Delta in what you got in the proposed tentative budget's what, $263,000 short? That line item for the truck's $461,000. So you have other money in there? Are you saying that if you got your requested budget, you would be able to buy the truck?
I'm buying the truck regardless. Mm-hmm. I mean, that increase in that budget is for future projects. That truck, other trucks, equipment replacement.
Wait a minute. So without a guaranteed funding stream, you're buying the truck anyway?
I'm going to finance it.
Oh, you finance it.
I don't have cash for it. I've got to have about 600 and, well, I don't know, because the projection on build is 24 to 36 months. We're not in contract yet. So all three more years, that budget, 100 or 300, I'll have probably just north of a million down. So I'll be financing 1.2 to 1.3.
So the number that's in your ask, is that the truck payment rate, just like no down payment and all that? That's just what you'd be paying monthly for 12 months?
Well, that won't be the projection. It has a down payment of about half the cost. Of
half a million.
Yep. Yeah. I think it's in the chart. I think we had four.
It's page five of the chart.
At this point, nine I have.
This one right here.
Four.
Right?
Yeah, page four. So
another page.
It was them starting to accrue money. It's not to buy the truck, he's buying the truck anyways.
Right.
Yeah. It was them starting to accrue money to start to do life cycle replenishment.
After this truck's purchased.
They're buying the truck regardless, is what I hear. The 461 comes from this worksheet, page four. Mm-hmm. That's the sum of the monies they were allocating over the years until they bought it. So you can see that 20,000 came from line one.
Yep.
That was to be put into a bucket to start to accrue money. If you watch, just use line one as an example and go to the next page. If you go to the next page, that rolls out to 2034. They would be buying it in 2035. So it was a mathematical calculation of how much they had to start putting away into buckets each year
for replacement
to start to be in a spot
they
can replenish.
Right.
So the 461 is the total of that column, and so it's not to buy the truck. It was to start to put money away
for the next
so we don't have this same conversation. If and I guess that's Wayne, why you're saying you need a number every year above and beyond what we normally give them. If you look at next year, 2025, mm-hmm. on page five, at the bottom, it's 313. Mm-hmm. Where we see 461 in their budget this year, we're going to see 313 next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. If you contract it based upon truck payments, for example, as a function of the money we set aside for reserving for trucks and that sort of thing. Yeah, I mean that.
How come such little life out of like the chief vehicle?
It's just Tahoe. And our ultimate goal would be to have two assistant chiefs. Mm-hmm. So the chief would get one 3 years down, 3 to 5 years down the road, it would move to an assistant chief. Chief would be in a new one. 3 years later, move that down to a second assistant.
That first,
you know what I mean? And then at that point in time, then we would start replacing at like.
So it'd catch you up to what?
12 to 15 years life expectancy out of them, probably.
Is there any, have you guys looked at, I mean, obviously I think the chief kind of drives everywhere, so he's available, right?
Most of the time, yeah.
We could lease those.
Right.
That would be an option.
And that's what I mean.
Because, I mean, you look at in the next year, you have $80,000 for a chief vehicle.
The chief's vehicle, though, is a want, not a need. Okay. In my opinion.
And that's the reason that I'm looking to take on this ladder truck, because we're going to have the same exact conversation next year. And then the ladder truck is something that, and what really changed my mind on it is the fact that you told me that it's not even a need. It has to be done. You have to purchase one. And just because of the work that has been done to put the money in there and in the general fund. So I guess that's why at some point in time we're going to have to do this. I'd rather do it responsibly over the next few years than just take it all on as one. So, like I said, I guess without going in circles, then we need to just get some answers to have further discussion on it.
To be clear, though, just I'm not discriminating. You said the 461 in the line in the budget is not to buy a ladder truck. They're buying that anyway. That's the first of X number of installments that they were looking to allocate or budget or accrue money for.
Yeah. So, when we get to the point of when the next truck is ready to be replaced, I can be like, here's your $1.5 million.
I am a firm believer. I really would like you guys to look at that lease option to see if you're that knowledgeable.
Already have.
It seemed like a win-win for the DPW. Again, this isn't going to be something that goes away. I would like to figure out how to word
you know, put this in there, that this money is to get this ladder truck to be there and help maybe not finance at 3%.
The other problem is with leases on fire trucks is there's only two companies out there that do it.
Is there?
Yep. Rosenbauer and Pierce.
And maybe not for all equipment, but if you looked at it just in
those
certain
are manufacturers, aren't they?
Manufacturers. That would that's who you're leasing from with fire trucks. You don't lease from a leasing company. It's from the manufacturer. There's no other options.
Well,
it's through the manufacturer.
Yeah, we can look into that because I'm using a company that buys them from whatever entity.
Fire manufacturers don't do that. Fire trucks are built to spec. They don't build them and put them in a lot. DPW trucks they build and put in a lot.
Oh, with DPWs are built to spec too, you know.
But the chassis is kind of a generic chassis. That's not the case with fire trucks. Mm-hmm. They're built from frame up to your spec. When you spec a truck out, they take the spec. As soon as you approve it, they start building it, and it's built from the ground up. They don't build trucks. They build a couple a year for demos, for trade shows and stuff like that, but they don't build them and just let them sit there. Even if I went into a lease, I would still be 3 years for delivery. Right now, from what all the manufacturers are telling me, 24 to 36 months on a tower. Because you got two companies involved when you do a ladder. Even though it's in one, like Pierce does their own ladders, but it's a separate part of the country that builds ladders. They ship that to where the chassis is being built. They make the ladder to the chassis.
Well, I'm just going to add, because we've been, you know, and I appreciate the conversations that we had through the year. You know, I'm well aware of the situation, and that's why I've been trying to think outside the box, and I'm leaving no stone unturned for options to bring to the board. I'm not going to give up. I'm still committed to, finding the revenue that meets the needs of our community, particularly for first responders. So, you know, I'm going to look into leasing, make sure I've got all the facts right. I'm not saying that what you're telling me is not right or wrong. But I got to have all the information.
We're not going to be interested in leasing.
So I shouldn't waste my time.
I wouldn't.
All right, I won't waste my time.
We're not interested in leasing fire trucks.
Well, what if you could buy it for a dollar?
If you can get me a $2.2 million fire truck for a dollar, I'll take it.
It's the type of lease. It's a dollar buyout at the end. But again, I don't know if they work in your industry, as you said, but...
I'm a pretty busy guy. I won't waste my time.
I spent a lot of time talking to Schenectady Fire Department about it 3 months ago when I was down there.
I won't look at it. That's fine.
I wouldn't suggest you shouldn't look at it.
I'm sorry.
I wouldn't suggest that you not do that.
Oh.
Look into the...
Okay. All right. I'll look into it.
If I was a president of a company, as you are, I'd look at every option too.
Okay.
On my own, in addition to somebody else.
Okay. Anything else?
I think we might be done for the day.
That pushed us.
We took more of your allocated time.
Only 1 minute. You're good. We gave you extra time.
Oh, okay.
Jeff looks tired.
That's because of my age.
Just
I
don't know.
I had a little note on this one.
Bruce, send me your cell phone when you get home.
What's that?
Send me your cell phone number.
See you guys. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Talk to you.
See you
tomorrow.
518-744-3500.
3500. All right. For your benefit, I'm letting all the department heads know groups we contract with, just the general framework of the budget that I put together, the tentative budget, which the town board will be digesting and providing input on as we go through the budget season. So the tentative budget has appropriations of just over $9.7 million. We anticipate revenues of just over $6.89 million. Which means we have to raise $2.442 million in taxes, and that's with utilizing $374,509 collectively out of the different fund balances. The general fund, we don't use any fund balance to balance that, and as a result, were able to reduce the tax rate this year again. Last year we reduced it by 4.25% per thousand, and this year the reduction will be 6.06%. So what that means is the tax rate will go from 90.906 cents per thousand down to 0.0852 per thousand. And looking through the budget, you'll see that, not that it impacts your department, we're using a lot of fund balance in our consolidated water district, and that's because we've got a budgeted figure, I think $210,000 in there for repainting the water towers, otherwise we wouldn't have had to borrow. And that's something that we funded every year, but the monies were not spent. For salaries, we did across the board 3% for salaries as well as hourly rates. And I think I'm leaving something out here that I didn't mean to. No, that's it. So with that, we're going to start with account A3310, which is traffic control. And the request was for $4,000 for miscellaneous under contractual. I put $4,000 in relation to road striping. In the adopted budget last year, we did $35,000 worth. The request was $35,000 for this year. I included that as well. So total appropriation in the town of budget for account A3310 is $39,000. What's our next account?
Just a clarification. You said $4,000 miscellaneous. Is that?
$4,000. I'm sorry, signs. Yep.
Okay, thank you.
A5010.
A5010 is the highway superintendent account, and again we've got the 3% in salaries. If you look down at under contractual, in the adopted budget for meals, mileage, and schools and conference, last year was $2,200. This year was the request was $800. I put $800 in. Postage, we left the same at $30. Printing, the adopted budget had $80 in there. The request was for $1,000. I put $1,000 in. Dues, I think they're pretty much fixed. It was $275 in the adopted budget. The request was $325. I left that in. And then for advertising, the adopted budget last year, we had $200 in there. The request was for $800. I put $800 in. Attorney's fees, we had $500 in last year's budget. The request was for another $500 this year, and I put $500 in. Moving on to telephone, which is a fixed cost, $1,000, same as last year's budget's what was requested. And internet service, $2,400, and the adopted last year, the request was the same, and I left it at $2,400. Supplies, $1,000 last year, request was for $1,500, I did the bump up to $1,500. Computer services was $1,500 in the adopted budget. The request was for $1,000, so I reduced it to the request of $1,000. And then miscellaneous, $100 in there, which was requested, same as last year. So the total appropriation for account A5010 is $135,549, up from the $115,929 in the adopted budget last year. Any questions?
A5132
is the highway garage. And moving down to contractual. For printing, left the same amount in there as last year, $150. Equipment repairs, $1,500 was in the last year's budget, same for this year.
In maintenance agreements, the adopted budget, we had funded 2,900. The request was for 4,400, and I put in 4,400. Why did that go up so high? Maintenance agreements.
Come to find out, we do not have a OSHA or PESH approved eyewash. We have the old chrome spigot, and we can't keep it clean. It's in a wash sink.
Mm-hmm.
We can't keep it clean. Supposedly, PESH and OSHA says we have to have, within 12 seconds, somebody who gets something in their eyes, they have to be close to a station. It's roughly $400 to $600 to buy a station, and then every 3 months the fluid has to be changed, blah, blah, blah. I have a quote from Cintas for $1,200 a year to supply the unit, to clean it monthly. Every 3 months they change the...
Okay.
And they keep records. So I put it in there. I can do more research, but... That's what I had put in. That was the best I found so far.
Okay. Good. Any questions on that?
No.
Electric utility figure was 20,000 last year. You don't want to bump that up? Put in what you asked for, 20,000.
Right. I tried to track what we had spent up through before we had done the budget, and it looked like it was going to be right on. So I kind of went with it.
I'm okay with it.
There should be a little bit left over at the end of the year. Should be.
All right. Supplies for office cleaning and other supplies. We had funded at $900 last year. The request was $1,200. I put the $1,200 in. Marking lime and paint, we had $100 in last year. The request was for $200. I put the $200 in. Building repairs. The adopted budget had $18,000. The request was for $15,000. And so I reduced it to the requested $15,000.
Is that for planned repairs or is that just based on spend rate?
For planned repairs.
Is this like the salt shed? Like when you had to repair?
That came out of the building repairs. We need.
That's not a project you have. It's multiple things.
Right.
Ongoing maintenance.
I'm going to get some quotes. We need to start replacing some of the garage doors, the overhead doors. When the building was built, it was low grade, and now it's at the point we can't keep the hinges between the panels. So we're constantly moving the hinges to try and find fresh meat. So I'm anticipating replacing a couple of doors per year, starting with the worst ones.
Okay. What's the size on those doors?
Roughly. 16 feet wide.
Okay. Actually, tall, right?
Oh, yeah, they're tall.
Shocked if you've got enough money in there to replace a door.
Well, I got O'Leary coming and a couple other guys coming.
I know what the market is on right now.
Yeah. All right.
Even just residential doors are pushing up to probably half of that.
Okay.
miscellaneous, we had funded at 900 last year. The request is for 1,000, which I put in there. Drinking water was 500 last year. Request was for 700. I did 700. So that means the total appropriation request is for $44,150. Which is a reduction from the $52,435 in last year's budget. Any questions there?
We can move to the highway section of the budget, starting with DB-5110.
Highway General Repairs, DB-5110. Highway Union Employees, that's per contract. That's at $348,250, which is up a little bit per contract from the $336,000 last year. Marking paint. We had 500 in there last year. The request was for 500 this year, which is in there. Trees, 8,000 was last year. The request was for 8,000 again. That is in there at 8,000. Miscellaneous is 500. Road materials and shoulders. The adopted budget had 14,000. The request was for 4. I put the 4,000 in there.
Yes. What I have done is we have, I feel, an abundance of sand, road sand. And the problem with that is it's a, to meet the specs for that, it's a mixture of fines and semi-fines. But over time, as you work the pile, they segregate. And so that, and so I felt a reduction. We can go at least a year without spending money on sand.
Oh, I'm not complaining.
No.
Also, if you know, 0.450s, we're at the point where we have enough drywells. I didn't put in for any drywells next year.
Okay. So that's 4,000 savings right there.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Good work. Guardrails and road safety, we have funded at 7,000 for 23. Request was for 7,000 again. I put that in there. Culverts, we had funded that line at 3,200. The request was for 1,500. I honored that, 1,500. So total appropriation request for DB 5110 is $369,750, which is a decrease from last year's adopted budget of $373,200.
How come the union's request was so much higher if it was contractual?
What do you mean?
There, since the request was $405,091, but we...
Was that an estimate on your end? Yeah, it was an estimate. So we always plug the real number in.
Oh, okay, I was just wondering if they're asking a new employee or something, or what was going on with that.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, there was a request for another employee, right?
Yes, but
I did not put that in there.
Okay.
That's
funny.
That probably was.
Yeah, I was just like,
how's
that?
Like 57,000. Well, the reason it's off, the straight 52-week pay is fixed, but you have to take a number for overtime.
Which is flexible. Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
Which you've kind of got detailed on the page behind it.
Yeah, no, I was just wondering, like, I was assuming it must have been a new employee. It was why the request was, you know, 60 more than last year's, that's all. So that makes sense.
Is the insurance bundled in that? Health insurance all bundled in that? Employee unions for personal services?
The health insurance would be on DB 9,000 page. Right. So we can move on to DB 5112.
DB 5112 is highway improvements. And under contractual, the figure for grinding, we didn't have a number on that line for the adopted budget for 23, but the request is for 90, and I put it in at 90,000. Moving down to blacktop Nova Chip, the 23 adopted budget, a figure of 385,275. The request was up a little bit, actually it's down a little bit, 385, and I put it in at 385.
The grinding should be less than 90. I'm just trying to hedge.
Yeah. So that means the total appropriation request for DB 5112 highway improvement is 475,000, up just a tad from 469,218 for last year. Any questions?
Next page, DB 5130.
Highway machinery, DB 5130. Looking at the equipment account, miscellaneous equipment, the adopted budget last year was 630. The request was for 700, which I honored. Listed equipment below for a total, and that's, I think that's a fixed number, right, Chris, because of the lease agreements?
Correct.
Yeah, so... we had 250,000 in there last year. The request was for another 250 for this year. I think the actual number was 224,000, so we shaved that down a little bit.
A little bit. but there's a possibility that one of the trucks we ordered will be in next year. So it should be up a little bit. It should be up
higher than the 224?
No, it should come in at 224.
Oh, okay. All right. As long as we got it covered, I'm good.
Yeah.
So the one is going to be in?
Yes.
Is that our first of the lease that's actually
No,
up?
We've that's number 404.
Oh, good.
So fantastic. We've got the first three pieces, but it's up on a two-year order for the big piece.
Yikes.
The tandem.
Of course.
And the next line item is for pickup trucks, and we didn't have anything in there for last year's budget. The request is for $75,000 for this year, which I put in. And moving to contractual.
What will you do with that 2012 truck you're going to replace?
We are going to get rid of it.
Okay.
We have a second truck that's gone in for a lot of the same repairs that we spent $13,000 on a month and a half, 2 months ago. That's over at a dealer now. So those twins, as soon as I can get rid of the twins, they're going.
Okay. The two that go together, so they're happy. contractual. I'm sorry, did you have something?
No.
So I also asked for a pickup truck.
That's what I was just a new one.
Yes. The lowest quote I've got so far is $68,000 with a plow. The truck that it needs to be replaced is the body's rusting. We have a cab mount is rusting. The cab is starting to drop on one side.
So this is just going to be like a three quarter ton
with a plow. Yes.
Fantastic.
That's a 2012 that you got listed on our page.
Yes, I believe it is a 2012.
That changed from the GM.
Oh, okay. I was going to... Is that the only thing that changed?
I think so.
Okay.
So the 75 is for that truck?
Yes, sir.
Does that include the plow?
Yes, it does. I've been shopping Sourcewell, and I'm waiting to hear back from a Chevy dealer who says she can beat the Ford price. The Dodge is $10,000 more than a Ford. I don't know why, but...
You mean a Ram?
Ram. Okay. Well, you're too young then.
I just drive a Ram.
But yeah, but the comparative truck, it's 10,000 more on Sourcewell.
On Sourcewell, well.
All right, contractual. We've got equipment repairs. Last year we had $35,120 in there. The request was $45,000. I put that in. Maintenance agreements, which is pretty straightforward, $1,900, same as last year. Small tools, $700, same as last year. Supplies, $3,500, same as last year. Paint, $1,000, same as last year. Miscellaneous, $3,000, same as last year. Vehicle inspections, which is pretty straightforward, same as last year, $550. Parts, $42,000 last year, bumped up to $50,000, so I put the $50,000 in. Insurance on equipment, vehicle liability, it was $25,330 last year, request was $26,750, which I put in. So the total appropriation request is $432,100. Up from the adopted budget of $363,730. Any questions on that?
All right. The next yellow page is DB5140.
Highway miscellaneous brush and weeds, DB5140. Under landscaping, last year's amount was $450. It's in there the same amount. Same as with miscellaneous at $2,800. That's there as well. So the total appropriation request was $3,250, same as the adopted budget for last year.
Next page, DB5142.
Highway snow removal, DB5142. You've got the wages in there per contract. Last year's adopted was $336,000. This year's $348,250. Under contractual, Gasoline, diesel, oil for 6 months. The adopted budget last for 23 was 120,000. We bumped it up 5,000. I put that in there at 125,000. Road salt, we had a figure of 225,000 that we adopted last year. This year's figure is 228,000, same as what was requested. So the total appropriation request for DB5142, $701,250, up just a hair from the $690,000 of last year. Anything else?
Any questions? We have DB9000, the employee benefits, if you want. There's a request for it, but those are the numbers that we calculated.
I just want to make sure we built in for the potential increase. I know we're going to have to go through.
For health insurance?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. We should be fine on that based on this year's spend.
Okay. Did we get an MOU on that yet from Larry?
I have not received it, no.
Okay. So we got to adopt it at next week's budget. Or board meeting.
Yes, yes, please.
Oh, yeah. So will you hound him for that?
I'll send him an email.
Okay.
Did you want to do transfer station?
Yes, we can do transfer. I don't have any sheets for it.
I'll give those to you. If you go to it's a landfill transfer station tab. I think some of you had it in the miscellaneous tab. It's the TS 8160.
Transfer station 8160. The pay in there, as I indicated, a 3% increase. Total amount is $121,000. That is up from the $106,575 we adopted. We've got $20,000 under contractual. We've got $20,000 requested, and we put $20,000 in. In the past, we didn't have any money in there. You want to talk about what that would be for?
It's just repairs. We need a lot of repairs.
Yeah. We haven't been doing maintenance down there very well.
No. And that might be a high number. I just wanted to cover.
Okay.
You've cleaned it up or been part of orchestrating cleaning it up, and I appreciate it. It looks better and more orderly. But, yeah, I agree. If we can clean it up, do better signage, whatever you got planned, I'm anxious to hear about it. Thank you.
And total appropriation request was $261,000. The adopted budget last year was $241,675.
The new position of the manager, what's that going
to do? Oh, I'm sorry. So back up. So that's a part-time manager's position of
$1,200.
$12,000. I'm sorry, $12,000. Yeah. And so that would be for either hiring somebody for $12,000 or paying somebody who's already doing a job to continue to do it. Okay. Anything else? So we've got, what do we have left? We've got, Chris, you have anything else for us?
I don't believe so at this time.
Okay. So our next budget workshop is scheduled for Wednesday, October 11th, where we'll have Recreation, Assessor's Office, Water and Sewer, Town Court, and Building Department. And at the bottom, most importantly, subject to change. So, anything else?
Is our rec director ready for who is to work with him all, Mark? Or?
Yeah, so I had a little conversation with him yesterday. He's ready.
First one.
So yeah, he had some questions to ask, and I said, well, it's really my second one, so probably not the one to ask, but it sounds like he's prepared. He's going to come in with his items.
Is he going to have some equipment requests for the next meeting?